Southern Poverty Law Center said that the number of anti-Muslim groups in the U.S. has tripled between 2015 and 2016 during the time of the campaign. Is this message within the administration, anti-Semitism is not allowed, xenophobia is not allowed, anti-Muslim sentiment within the administration, has the president been forceful about that particular issue?
Well, I think that the president, in terms of his desire to combat radical Islamic terrorism, he understands that people who want to express a peaceful position have every right in our Constitution. But if you come here or want to express views that are seek to do our country or our people harm, he's going to fight it aggressively, whether it's domestic acts that are going on here or attempts through people abroad to come into this country. So there's a big difference between preventing attacks and making sure that we keep this country safe so that there is no loss of life, and allowing people to express themselves in accordance with our First Amendment. Those are two very, very different things.
So, Sean,
like,
Sean,
yeah.
Sean,